Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I'll tell you, I have a guy in the studio whose story is amazing. My friend, colleague, and the co-founder and president of Shipyard Brewing, the largest craft brewery in the state of Maine. You know Pumpkinhead Ale. You know his restaurant, Sea Dog Brewery. And Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in brewing restaurants. I mean, I think you started as a realtor.
Yeah. At 19, I got my real estate license in Maine, and I actually did an internship with UNH and studied under a guy named Mark Stimson and Dick Schweppe. They had the largest real estate company in Maine, and I got a semester of credits starting with him when I was a sophomore, and took the courses in the summer, and I've been a broker ever since.
Well, you know, you love beer. We know that you're a beer aficionado, and you're kind of sociable and friendly, but what was it about the original property in Maine that just spoke to you?
Well, a good friend of mine, Gordon Hirchbees, had been involved in an investment that went bad, and the Dunphy family had put it together. Bob Dunphy, still to this day, says he's the reason I'm in the beer business because of the failed real estate deal. He's become a good friend over the years. But it's in basically Kennebunkport Harbor, right on the river, and I like to call it a harbor. But it was a failed real estate retail deal that my partner all of a sudden became liable for, and I had to work out a situation with the bank back in, it was 1989. And long story short, we were out of McGuire's Irish Pub and Brewery in Pensacola, Florida, where my brother Richard lives with Gordon and I. And they were doing an event there with kicking off a brewery, and it was just major, the excitement and the people. So I said, geez, this could work in Kennebunkport. And I got back to Maine, and there was a brew pub that just started called Gritty McDuff's, and I met the owners, Richard and Eddie. And I was looking as a realtor to put them in as a tenant. Long story short, I ended up running a brew pub brewery because they decided not to do it. And then there was an existing tenant that decided not to do it. And I'd already raised the money and opened it. So June 15th, 1992, we hoisted our first export ale, Shipyard Export Ale. It became partners with Alan Pugsley. He was an Englishman, master brewer. And we're still friends, and 33 years later, we're growing throughout the. I just got back from England last week, and we're growing in the UK and having fun in Florida, and meet great people like you two.
So, how many restaurants in the New England area?
12, and we may have relationships with a few others.
Wow! So you know, back in the old days. You know, New Englanders are notoriously hard to convince of things. There was no such thing as local beer, and Bass was the catch of the day. So you have seen the local brewery craze explode. Tell us a little bit about that.
So in 92, we started brewing, and nobody really, there were maybe Gary's, which was another brewery that Alan Pugsley helped start, the Gary's family. And basically on draft, you had, like you said, there was Bass Brewing. You had Sam Adams that was just starting. But other than that, you really didn't have many or at all any local beers. So we would have to first convince people to try something different, which was the biggest challenge back then. And they'd never tried something. And a lot of people just were, you know, we gave away a lot of beer just to get people to try it. And once they tried it and the quality and the consistency, we were actually able to get more for the beer than, what you would get for a Schaefer back then or a Miller or a Bud or, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
So I'm going to read off some of the most popular ones. Of course, the Pumpkinhead Ale, which has won a lot of awards, Monkey Fist, Island Time IPA, Sunfish, and Sea Dog Blueberry. They're all available not just at Sea Dog Restaurant, but also in the local stores. Fred, tell us about that.
Yeah, right now, Blueberry, Sea Dog Blueberry, and Sea Dog Sunfish, you can get in a lot of the stores in Florida. A lot of things got shaken up in the hurricanes and COVID, et cetera. But Pumpkinhead is definitely one you can find throughout the state. We're just finishing up Pumpkinhead season here in November, and you can still find Pumpkinhead. But I always like to say, if you can't find our beer, ask a retailer to ask a distributor to bring it in, and that customer's always right, and that helps make it happen. When I started, I think we were like the 30th craft beer, 33rd craft beer in the country. There was only like 70, 80, 90 breweries total, and now there's 7,000. So the competition's gone a little crazy, and it's always fun, but you know, competition's good, they say, but I grew up in a little town in Gray, Maine, and it was used to be a dry town. Now they got three breweries, so there's only 7,000 people. So it's all good, but it's you know, it's going to be tough on a lot of people because the, you know, economy and other things have gotten tough.
So we're going to talk about Sea Dog and that 8th anniversary. But first, I want to mention a little quinky dink. The first brewery in San Diego was Carl Strauss Brewery. Chris Kramer. Mm-hmm. When I met Fred, guess who his buddy was? How did you meet Chris Kramer? And you go back and forth to San Diego now.
No, I love San Diego. I had an aunt that lived in San Diego and three cousins, and I spent a lot of time going out near San Diego State. And I spent 2 great years at Arizona State, and I spent time out there, so I fell in love with San Diego. But I have a good friend, Daryl Murray, who worked for Host Marriott, and we actually did one of the first theme pubs at an airport in Portland, Maine. And Daryl was out in San Diego running the San Diego airport. So when I met Daryl, he said, geez, I want you to meet a friend of mine, Chris. You two are a lot alike and whatnot. But I don't talk to Chris all the time, but a lot of times when I go to San Diego, I look him up, and he's run a great operation and is a great person.
That is wonderful. So now, dun dun dun, on to my favorite place to hang out in Treasure Island, watch football, and sit on the patio and see the sunset. Sea Dog Brewery, open now 8 years.
Yeah, open 8 years. We got hit in the Helene and then in Milton both, and rocked our world. But our team down there, as you know, Charlie Breakiron's not only our GM, but he'll be on the grill. He'll be, you know, there's no job that he won't do, and just such a special person. He and his wife Rachel also works with us in retail, and the team down there are really Victor, Danielle, Katie, and we have a young group down there, Hunter. Just that team pulled together and just really rolled their sleeves up, and we've got Dean Dumont, who's got Marine 13, and I actually brought a guy down from Maine, John Gobeleski, to renovate and clean up. And really all our suppliers and subs that have just gotten together, got us open relatively quickly. Our CFO, Martin Coyne, had to deal with and still dealing with insurance and all the other things that people have to deal with. And, you know, we are fortunate that we are able to reopen. There's a lot of businesses that haven't reopened yet and may not. Hopefully they'll persevere and reopen. And then we have a lot of friends that and people that work with us that lost their homes. So we worked actually with the chamber down there with you know, Robin Miller. We put a fund together to get money to restaurant workers, and that's on Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber website, and we were able to raise some money for people that work in the hospitality business that lost their jobs. And so it's been, you know, I've seen some tragedies over, I'm 64, and you know, you see in business, we had an ice storm in Maine last winter, we had a couple really bad storms, but you know, you watch it on TV, you come down, you drive through the neighborhoods, and it's like, oh my God. It's but I think this area, Tampa Bay, will persevere and come back stronger. But it's painful. You know, a good friend of mine, Jay Baroudis, was been a businessman, but also involved in politics. He, kind of unique story, he was in, he's Lebanese and was in Beirut selling a family home as it was being bombed. And luckily he was able to get out, and he lands in the U.S. and his house is being flooded, his apartments are being flooded. It's just a nightmare, and you know, he's dealing with that. I was with him for lunch yesterday, but we have so many friends down here now. It's such a great area, Tampa Bay, and go back and forth to Maine and work in Maine and New England, and we're very fortunate to have been able to get back open down there at Treasure Island.
And for those of you who know our very own Mike Rickard, you have hosted Mike in a show. Tell them about the Sea Dog show is back. Tell us about that show. That was your idea. You wanted that.
Well, as you know, Mike is an interesting and great person. He's perseveres, and I met him at Ferg's, and Mark Ferg's is Mark Ferguson's good buddy over the years. I've known him for a long time, and basically, you know, I saw how passionate Mike is about sports, and he wanted to do this golf show, so we host the golf show, and then we also host his sports show, and you know, we are talking, you know, just all the time about what else we can do to grow. What he's got going on, and he's persevering in some personal fronts at the same time. Just a great, great person, and that's kind of my goal, is to get behind people and with people and promote with people that have passion and interest. And I've always been interested in sports and follow sports and played sports, so he's an easy guy for me to get to like.
And you actually, let's talk about, you know, you're a doer of good deeds, and you, it's hard to get you to talk about them because you're very humble, but you do a number of things. You do some things with the university. You have a foundation. Tell us a little bit about the nonprofits and charities that you support.
Well, one of the unique things is UNH, University of New Hampshire, I started and finished college, which was a miracle in itself, but I did it for but I, there's an entrepreneur center they created, And there was a really dynamic group there. And so long story short, I'm on that board. And that's a fun thing to be involved in, 'cause you see young people with inspiring ideas. And my sister died of breast cancer in 08, and my youngest sister, Candace. So we started a foundation that raises money for people struggling with cancer and other things in the town we grew up in, Gray. So we give money to people that, you know, maybe $500 here, $1,000 here, or buy somebody a car. To Gray, New Gloucester, actually. There's another town, Gray, New Gloucester. It's a dual high school. And so I have a good friend, husband and wife, Brad and Peggy Pollard, that we annually do a golf tournament. And then in the winter, we do a another event with a good buddy of mine, Jim Champy and Don Campbell, do Battle of the Bands. And we've been able to raise not a huge amount of money, but in the hundreds of thousands of dollars we've given away over since 09. And so that's special, that we our community gets behind that and others get behind it, and we've helped in a small way a lot of people, because it's just not for research, it's for, okay, you're not doing great, things are tough. And people know about it, so they'll reach out to Peggy, and that's how it happens. But it's pretty much a volunteer, 100% nonprofit. And then through most of these communities that we're involved in, where we have our restaurants and locations and the brewery, we get behind things that involve kids and things that involve, disabilities. My strong belief in, you got to help people that really are affected and give back where you can, and you hope that that has an impact. And we've been able to do it. Our team does it. Each of the locations becomes like a little family. So we've gotten behind the MS Society. My brother has MS. My mom had MS. We're getting behind other programs like you do with a variety of things that I've seen you do. So it's nice in this area. I think 6 or 7 years ago, we heard about the Skyway Bridge event. And we reached out to them, and we became the official beer sponsor and have been every year. And I've run the race, I think, 3 times, and our team is excited about being involved in that. We got a number of veterans, and the funds go to veteran families, and a lot of it stays in Florida, but a lot of it goes around the country to support projects for veterans and their families. And we're really excited about continuing to be involved in that. And, you know, through people like you and Robin Miller, at times will reach out and say, hey, you should support this or that type of thing. And we've been able to help out, you know, through a donation of beer or a donation of gift cards, or, you know, we spread it around like that.
And for those of you who haven't yet heard about our first annual holiday happy hour and concert, Sea Dog Brewery is going to be part of our silent auction. And we thank you for that, Fred. I want to, in his spare time, however, folks, he also started Ice Pick and Captain Eli Sodas. Tell us about those. You know, you're just everywhere.
Right. So Captain Eli, my dad, it was Eli Forsley, and he was a medic in World War II, but he loved root beer. And his family had a recipe. They used to make it back in the day. And so growing up, he'd, you know, in the summertime especially, he'd have an ice-cold root beer. And, you know, so when we opened up in Kennebunk, we did a Captain Eli's keg root beer. And that's grown into a series of sodas. And so that's been fun. And then my son's name's Eli. So it's been something that has really, it's all, it's a natural soda that has cane sugar. So it's like soda when, you know, in the 40s and 50s. And though a lot of people that have allergies can drink it because it doesn't have the fructose. And so that's been a success and stayed around for a number of years and well into the future, I hope. And the Ice Pick Vodka was born out of kind of a situation where an employee of ours that was very dynamic had been actually started as a bartender, started, you know, basically in Bangor, Maine, grew, became a broker in the liquor business, got the job for Bacardi. Bacardi had their first layoff ever. This is about 7 years ago, and first in, first out type of thing. So he was out of a job, Sean Corbett, and he came to me and said, listen, I want to start a liquor. I just know that I could get behind something. And so I said, well, I got this name Ice Pick that Bruce Forsley kind of coined for a drink. We were doing an iced tea drink, and it didn't work, but I've always loved the name. So he grabbed the ball and ran with it and created Ice Pick Vodka, and now we're very fast growing. We're only in Florida, New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts, but we're going to expand into other states. And so that's actually a Florida-made Ice Pick distilled here, and then in Maine, we distill it in New England, New Hampshire. So that's the Ice Pick.
So you moved you were brewing the beer at Sea Dog Brewery, and you moved your brewing enterprise to Sebring, is that right?
We moved it, we're brewing in a couple locations. Okay. We're brewing in Orlando, and we brewed some locally. We hope to get back into a brewery in closer to the Treasure Island. The problem really is the space there and the fact that we're on the first floor in a flood zone. So we said was it never floods. Well, yeah, it hasn't flooded in 100 years, but it did. So anyways, we've brewed in Florida in about three different locations. And
hilarious.
Yeah, so it's our, you know, as things evolve in a business for 33 years as a brewery, you know, now we're international, brewing in the UK, we're brewing in New England, we're brewing, you know, I want to find a location on the West Coast. And now at 64, I'm partnering with young, I hate to use the word younger guys, but younger guys and girls, but that's the reality of it. You got to have, I get up pretty early. I've got a lot of energy till about 1:30 or 2, and then I need a nap. So I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but we just keep going. But we definitely have I remember my mother saying that when she was in her 80s. I still have the mind of a 19-year-old, but it just depends on what time of day it is.
So if you've enjoyed talking to our favorite maniac and the king of beer, and good beer at that, Fred Forsley, folks, you can find him at Sea Dog Brewing Company in Treasure Island. They've just celebrated their 8th anniversary. Yeah. He's a downtown. He lives downtown. You might see him on the streets downtown. I read an article in the newspaper where it said someone who had a restaurant, they were at Bow and Moe's, someone who had a restaurant in Treasure Island, I'm going, that had to be Fred. But he is really, truly, he's a doer of good deeds. He is hilarious, and we're proud to have him as a friend of Radio St. Pete and also the Tampa Bay Sports Connection. Parting words for our listeners, Fred.
Well, you kind of inspired me a little bit to do this, but recently I started my own YouTube channel, Fred Forsley, just under my name, and which I, you know, as you said, I haven't often put myself out there, but I did because I think it's a great tool to kind of tell stories, whether they're short or long. And, you know, I'm very accessible, so people can get a hold of me through Facebook or through my cell number, 207-450-1104. I'm not afraid to do that either. My face says for nobody, you know. So if you got a complaint, call me. If you want to, I don't know, give me $1 million to put somewhere or invest, I'll take that too.
That's the way it is today on Radio St. Pete. Fred, thank you for being here. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. We'll see you on the next show.
Cheers.